I had to take an anthropology class, but I didn't even know what it meant. So I went home and I looked up anthropology. I thought, study of mankind. Oh, that sounds interesting. So I took physical anthropology and bang, I decided what I wanted to be when I grow up.
You've done how many skulls?
Something like 86. I get totally psyched in to what I'm doing, just like people must do when they write music or painting a painting. You forget to eat, you forget to get up, you forget to drink water, you forget everything. Everything just sort of goes into suspension. And 12 or 15 hours later, I have a face. You know, and I feel a connection because I think about them as a person like me that loved people and had family and drank tea with their friends. But, you know, murdered victims bother me a lot. I try not to think about them being in pain because then their face comes out looking like that. So I try to think about them being happy. And I like bringing people back to life. People ask me, how do you do that? And I think, boy, I don't know. It just comes out the tips of my fingers. But I observe a lot. I've watched people in airports and in restaurants, and I say, look at that guy's skull. God, look at the cranium on that guy. Whoa.
I remember talking to you once, and you start staring at my forehead, and you say, can I feel your brow ridge?
Aren't I awful? I do that with people that are friends. See, I can say, can I poke on your face a little? I can't do that at the airport.
So you've talked about retiring.
Well, now see, I'm getting older. My hands hurt. I've got arthritis. No, I can't do it anymore. But I'm telling you, I look back and I can't believe my life went this way. It just seems like it's all been a big, long dream.